T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Carrying the State of the Union tomorrow night.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Ooh, look forward to that. That'll be exciting.
Guess what they're rebooting?
Everybody wants to be closer to me.
This is the theme song for what TV show?
Party of Five.
Oh, good Lord.
Never saw it.
They're reimagining the original series on Freeform.
Let's not reimagine it.
What do you mean they're reimagining it on Freeform?
The new show will focus on the siblings as they struggle to survive as a family after their parents are deported to Mexico.
Oh, they're mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
No. I didn't watch it then. I don't want to watch it now. Yeah. It's just going to make me mad.
I just feel like there's nothing new coming out ever anymore.
Man, I agree.
What's the one show you want rebooted that they have not rebooted?
I don't. I think it's lazy. There's too much great content out there right now for all of these people to be spinning their wheels trying to bring back old stuff that's
okay.
Tired.
I have one that I would like to see a continuation of, not a rebooting of.
Like, not bring back the same old actors, the same old idea. And keep it going in some way?
Yeah, I want the same show back on TV.
All right.
Like, I'm not done with the show yet.
What is it?
Okay, you guys are going to think I'm really...
Can you give us an audio clue?
Stupid nerdy. No, you guys won't even know it because, like, it's stupid nerdy.
I'll give you an audio clue for mine.
Okay.
All right, but go ahead. I'm loading mine
it's
up.
Like it's like Bob Ross? What are we talking about?
No, it's Nathan Fillion in Firefly.
Huh?
Yeah,
Nathan Fillion and Firefly.
Yeah, I knew you guys would have no idea what I'm talking about.
But you need to get out. You've had these kids. And
love
now
that show.
Yeah, you need to get out.
Never heard of it.
I know, and most people haven't. But it's a fantastic show.
I would. Take,
Rod may have heard of it.
I would take Firefly.
Firefly.
Rod, have you ever heard of Firefly?
See, yes.
Oh, okay. I would take this show rebooted, but not with the same characters.
Okay.
Bueller?
Is it Knight Rider?
Drumline?
It's not Drumline, moron.
Sounds like Drumline.
I have no idea.
Nothing?
What that is. No.
Rod?
No.
Got me, man.
NYPD Blue.
That's what I was going to say.
I would take the NYPD Blue back,
okay.
But you can't bring Dennis Franz back because
no,
he's like really old.
But that's kind of like Law and Order, where it's got you got the formula.
I want the formula.
You could kind of plug in someone for Jimmy Schmidt. Is that his name?
Jimmy Smith, but he died.
Oh, he died too?
Yes.
Oh.
In real life?
Well, I thought that's what you meant.
No, his character died.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I know Dennis had
Franz
cancer.
He had the prostate cancer.
That's right.
He had the prostate cancer in the series.
Okay.
It just, you know, he didn't die from it.
Okay.
I would also take a reboot of this show.
Exciting.
No,
really.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yes, please.
God, it was so cheesy.
Yes, please.
What is wrong?
We're expecting you.
Take a full slate of new episodes, please.
Please, no.
If you don't mind.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mind.
I would love to see the Love Boat come back.
No, you're the only one. Speaking of maybe not coming back, discuss the bizarre filth that came out of Liam Neeson's mouth over the weekend.
Okay.
Have you, Karen, when Scott told me this, I go,
have you heard about this?
Yes. Like he said this in a movie? And Scott goes, no.
It's
Liam Neeson said it.
Rod, get in here for this one, man. Now we've been talking about the governor of Virginia who was photographed apparently in his medical school yearbook dressed in either blackface or as a KKK member, okay?
It's a toss-up.
In an interview with a British publication, Taken star Liam Neeson described wanting to kill a black person after a woman close to him told him that she had been raped by a black man. Fans expressed shock on social media, and apparently Neeson did too. Shock in himself that he revealed that story to a journalist. He told Clemens Michelon of the Independent newspaper, British online newspaper, during a press junket interview in New York City.
Unprompted, by the way.
She wrote that the actor's admission involved, quote, how he learned about the rape of someone close to him so many years ago, how he roamed the streets for a week afterwards, carrying with him Akash and brutal racist thoughts, and how this taught him that violence and revenge do not work.
Quick question.
Yes?
What is Akash?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The topic of revenge was apropos of Neeson's new movie, Cold Pursuit.
It's a heavy stick.
Thank you.
In which he seeks to avenge the murder of his son by a drug gang. Basically, it's Taken Part 4. Quoting here from Neeson in the interview, there's something primal. God forbid you've ever had a member of your family hurt under criminal conditions. I'll tell you a story, and this is true. He then said, upon returning from a trip overseas, a woman close to him that he did not identify told him that she had been raped by a black man. Neeson described walking up and down areas with Akash, quote, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I am ashamed to say this. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could blank kill him.
But rewind, because I want to back up to how he just almost blurted this out. I mean, when I say this was, if you're the interviewer, you're going, what just happened? So they're talking about his movie. Follow me here.
Cold Pursuit, yep.
And he unprompted just goes into this story.
He's talking about the movie and he says,
start back. She handled the situation, the victim of the rape, in the most extraordinary way. Listen to this. But my immediate reaction was, and then he paused, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. And then he goes into walking up and down the street looking for a black person. What?
I don't know.
Apparently, he was trying to explain the impulses of his character in the movie and went into what?
No, because he says he walked up and down the streets for a week with Akash.
No. The admission appeared to be a very extreme way of explaining his character's motivation in the movie. Like, that's what got him into this in the first place. Why would you?
Is there audio? Because this says there is audio to accompany the quotes. I've just seen him quoted.
We have to be careful. There's some language in the interview as well. Somebody says, Scott Parks, I have heard you say that if anyone ever touched your daughters, you'd be happy to go to jail, that they would be dead.
Yes, that person.
That is correct.
That person.
If some individual harmed my daughter, and I know I speak for everybody on this show, you would want to wear their skin. But I would not, if my daughter was, God forbid, raped, I would not figure out the color of said rapist. Yeah,
tell me generally what he looked like.
And then walk the streets with Akash trying to kill anyone that might look the same way. I would kill the person who touched and harmed my children.
Totally different scenario.
I know I speak for Rod, that if somebody ever did something to Roman, Rod would kill that person. I'm not trying to be Billy Badass here, because I'm not.
Many, many times.
Yes. But if somebody did something to your child, you would want that person to suffer. And I think that is a natural human instinct.
I want to see if he's
maybe not legal, but natural. I would not, let's say someone hurt one of my daughters or Kelly's son, and that person happened to be black. I would not grab a Kosh and start walking the streets of Kansas City, hoping that, A, according to Liam Neeson, a black man walked out of a bar and approached me so that I could kill him. That's not how you mete out personal justice.
It would actually just be unprovoked assault and battery against someone who has done nothing wrong.
It would be a racist hate crime assault, is what it would be. And by the way, for those of you writing in about prostate cancer, you obviously did not watch NYPD Blue. I know it's prostate cancer. Thank you. 576-7798. You know, it's time to upgrade to a new big screen TV from the leader in HD TVs, and that is Nebraska Furniture Mart. Hey, it's Scott Parks. When you shop the Mart, you'll be amazed by their selection. More than 120 TVs on display from top-selling brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, and more. And the best part, they're all in one place, so you can shop the latest technology, 4K, curved, OLED, QLED TVs, looking for really big TVs maybe, 70, 80 inches, even bigger. The Mart is your destination. With their huge warehouse, chances are it's in stock for immediate in-store pickup. And the Mart's knowledgeable and friendly sales professionals make it easy to find the right TV for you and your budget. They're ready to help select, design, and install it all. Enjoy free delivery on HD TVs 51 inches or larger. See the store for complete details. Take the big game experience to a whole new level with a new big screen from Nebraska Furniture Mart. All right, the telephone number here is 576-7798. I spoke a little too soon. Apparently, the ABC is in pre-production on an NYPD Blue reboot already. It follows Sipowicz's son. Story here from the USA Today, originally from Channel 9, KMBC TV. The Kansas City Chiefs have identified and banned the fan who pointed a laser at New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady in late January's AFC Championship game, according to Channel 9. Kansas City TV station KMBC posted videos after the Patriots' 37-31 overtime win that showed multiple instances of a light appearing on Brady's face, both before snap and during a play itself. ESPN reporting that the fan has been banned from Arrowhead Stadium for life. The NFL confirmed to USA Today on January 22nd that it was looking into it. Brady completed, by the way, on that day, if you don't remember, 30 of 46 passes.
We remember!
Okay.
For 300. I cannot believe they found the fan. Here's what's interesting. The story I read said Kansas City police initially, which I took to mean at the stadium, initially wanted him arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, which we all know is a misdemeanor that isn't worth the paper it's printed on. I mean, that's a fine and what, Scott? Maybe a day in jail?
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs organization came back and said, no, this cannot be a disorderly conduct municipal charge. This needs to be something bigger. And I, hats off to however the heck they identified this person. How? Unless people sitting, this is the only thing that makes sense.
Cameras and eyewitnesses.
I was going to say eyewitnesses. Mm. Because how would they have known at the time it was going on down on the field? No one knew. The only way this got out was because Channel 9's photographer was looking through the viewfinder and kept seeing this green dot on his face. And he was like, hey, this is weird. Did you guys see this? So the only people who would have known that this was happening at the time were the fans sitting directly around this idiot. It's the there's no other explanation, Scott. That's how they had to have gotten him, that somebody called in and said, all right, I was sitting in section so-and-so, row this, and it was the guy in front of me. Because you would notice someone pulling that thing out and flashing it down on the field. It wasn't once. It was two or three times.
Sure.
This is going to be the fans around him, and I say good for the Chiefs. He's got to go.
Okay.
I think the charge should be bigger than some disorderly conduct charge.
Do you ban him from just Chiefs games or any concert? Do the Royals follow suit since they're sort of in it together as the Jackson County Sports Complex? Do you ban him from all future Royals games?
You know, going out there is not some right.
No, it's not.
You don't have a right to go to a Chiefs game.
You're absolutely right.
I'd ban him from both. I'd absolutely ban him from both.
Does the Sprint Center jump on board?
It's bigger than this. It made our city look terrible. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, had we gone to New England and some Boston photographer caught somebody shining that light at Patrick Mahomes, this town would have lost its mind. You could have blinded him. You could have ended his career. Who's that fan? We want to know who it is.
He has a title, by the way.
It's MVP.
NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
You're right. I did not mean disrespect.
From here on out, he will be referred to by his title.
I agree.
It is NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
I agree.
It's a little wordy after a while.
No, that's fine. I'll get used to it.
Really? Would you have trouble with Lieutenant General? There's a lot of vowels in there. Oh, I'm sorry, Lieutenant General.
MVP does not roll off the tongue very easily.
NFL MVP. NFL MVP.
It's easier to say, Kara, player most valued. Maybe try that.
I don't think that's accurate.
It's the PMV. Which sounds like a menstrual disorder.
What?
It's the player most valued.
You're the PMV.
It's PMV. He's PMV.
I'm the NFL MVP, and I am the Lieutenant General of all that is awesome. 576-7798, Newsroom, Kara Markser.
All right, only a little over 10 days to go until the government runs out of money again. We'll have more next.
So I am in year two of wearing Third Love, ladies. I have about six of them in my top drawer, and there's a reason for that. I first saw the ad, and maybe you did too, on Facebook. And I thought, they're saying this is the most comfortable bra ever. I don't know that I buy it, but we'll see. Took the Fit Finder quiz, and wow, I'm up to six. I've been wearing them 2 years. I do not wear anything else. I tossed every single other bra out the door. And here's why. There are no tags. The straps don't slip. The fabrics that they use to make these Third Love products are incredible. Soft, silky, smooth, flattering, and it feels good to put it on. I'm not going to lie. All you have to do is take their Fit Finder quiz. I did. Do you know more than 10 million women have taken that thing? It's why they can promise you, you will find the perfect fit for you, because so many actual women with real measurements have taken that Fit Finder quiz. They are able to really hone in on the perfect size for you. And man, let's talk about sizes. Cups from A through H, bands up to 48. They will have the perfect fit for you. They know there's a perfect bra for you out there. Right now they're offering all of you 15% off your first order. 15% off. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Find your perfect fit today and get 15% off your first purchase. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
5:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. We've heard a lot about the, quote, conference, the bipartisan committee getting together to hammer out details about making an immigration and government budget compromise. But ABC's Mary Bruce says there hasn't been much progress.
There's been one meeting so far on the Hill of this conference that the group of lawmakers from both chambers trying to get together, hammer out some kind of deal. But, you know, we watched that meeting closely and it was a lot of talk, not a lot of what appeared to be real heartfelt negotiations. Both sides are still where they have been for the past several weeks. Democrats do not want to give the president that wall. The president insisting he's going to get that wall.
Now, the president has hinted he'll announce something about border security during tomorrow night's State of the Union speech. We will air it live here on KMBZ. 55 Kansas lawmakers are co-sponsoring a bill that would ban discrimination in the private sector based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill introduced today would protect LGBTQ residents in employment, housing, and services. Representative Susan Ruzzi says the legislation would help attract outside businesses to Kansas. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Partly cloudy skies giving way to mostly cloudy conditions, and there will be a chance of some freezing drizzle heading before dawn. Only about a 20% risk, elevating to about a 40% chance by tomorrow afternoon. But the winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. That puts wind chills down into the teens. Your morning temperature, 22. The afternoon high, 33 degrees. As we stay pretty close to freezing most of the daytime hours on Tuesday. So probably the difficult time of the day, the most difficult, will be the morning hours. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 29 right now at KCI, 29 downtown, 29 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, a lot of you are pointing out on the text line, it's a really good question because the Chiefs have apparently identified, isolated, and contacted, presumably, the fan that shined the light, the laser light, at Tom Brady, and they have, based on reporting from the USA Today and Channel 9, banned him from Arrowhead Stadium for life. Now, a lot of you are saying, how do you do that? Could he not get a ticket under somebody else's name? Is it going to be like when you go into a convenience store and there are pictures right. of the Hall of Shame up there and look out for these guys, they stole cigarettes or whatever? How do you ban somebody from a stadium with 75,000 people coming in on any given Sunday?
Maybe you show him on the Jumbotron every single game and go, is he here? Has anyone seen this man?
Matt in Overland Park. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. Love the
show. God bless you, man. Thank you.
So I actually work in the sports industry, and we deal with a similar situation to this all the time. While it is a great idea in theory to ban someone from a stadium, there is really no way to go about doing it other than to ban them from buying tickets, to tell people, hey, look out for this guy, but it's going to be a bunch of part-time security workers that are the ones out there looking for him. So there's really no way to ever stop them. It's a great idea in theory, but it really just cannot be executed with current technology, unfortunately.
You just, Matt, have to threaten them with, it would be a trespassing charge, would it not? If you tell someone you can no longer come back here, you are banned from Arrowhead, it would it be a misdemeanor trespass charge if he went back?
That would be the most you could get.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, basically, you just have to say, if you come back the next time, the threat will be even worse. The charges will be even worse. And even with that, the person should know that there's basically no way of you stopping them from entering that stadium. Unless there's some famous person. I mean, no one else is going to notice them in the stadium
right.
unless they release that picture to the public. There's really just no way for you to ever stop someone.
Right, because you know what, Matt? He would just start painting his face like a weirdo.
Exactly. You could do a number of things inside a stadium that would cover your identity. So, I mean, there really isn't a perfect solution ever to ban them. It's a great idea in theory to say it, but you can never truly stop them from entering.
You could wear a T-shirt that said, not that guy that pointed a light at Brady.
Well, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Not him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Matt, do appreciate the call, man.
All right. Have a great day.
Does he have a beard? Shave it. Does he not have a beard? Grow one.
How old is he?
I have no idea.
No,
tell me. Oh, you're asking me to guess?
If you had to
34
guess.
34 years old.
Ooh, 34.
That's my guess.
I was going to go 28.
Why younger? Why younger?
God, I would like to think by age 34 you know better, but we had a woman throw a full bottle of beer and injure a child at a game a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman was how old? You know, 30s, 40s?
Somebody says facial recognition software. Okay.
I would much rather, if they had that technology, they be using it to make sure you're not bringing in something dangerous.
Yeah, I'm really not worried about you. Well, now, wait a minute. Whoa. Some people would say what he brought in was dangerous, Dana. He brought in
like a backpack with a...
But he brought in a laser light. It could have blinded sweet Tom Brady.
Okay, so we already go through a screening process at these events. The NFL now says they are really going to crack down and make sure you don't have a laser pointer. I don't know how that is going to work. Those things are tiny.
Why is he not criminally charged?
He should be. He absolutely should.
Why has his name not been put out there, his picture?
I think it will be. I think it's just early. I think he will be charged. I think it will be greater than disorderly conduct. I think it will be, could it be assault?
It would be assault, yeah. Or battery.
Yeah.
Attempted battery.
Look at me, I'm going to do this. Then he did it.
Mm-hmm. Look me in the eye and I will blind you. Somebody says, why don't we just ban Tom Brady from Arrowhead for life? Well, we'd like to.
Yeah.
Tom Brady has to be willing to prosecute or there will be no charges.
Ooh, I don't know that I agree with that.
Mm.
I feel like this was a violation against our city, who we are. It made all of us look like idiots. That's what I don't like about it. Remember that guy at the Kansas City game? That's what people are saying.
But how do you ban this man from ever walking? We're assuming he's a man.
Scott, if I told you, if it's a woman, I will eat my shorts.
How do we ban this person from Arrowhead Stadium?
If I said to you, you are now banned from the Roland Park Walmart, okay? You are banned. You have done something so egregious, we don't ever want to see your stupid face back here again.
Mm-hmm.
Would you really walk back in there? I wouldn't.
Well, I
isn't think, there some level of embarrassment and shame?
I think there's a little bit of an apples and oranges argument here. Number one, I don't know that people are fans of Walmart like they're fans of the Chiefs.
They're dropping those prices.
Well, they are dropping the prices. They drop every day. But when I show up there, it's not 75,000 people tailgating, waiting to get into the Walmart.
Okay.
At which point, the folks at the front door at Walmart would have to, okay, no, you don't look like him. No, you don't look like
right.
him. Right. Nope, you're good. You're safe to come on in. All he has to do is grow a beard, assuming it's a man.
But don't you think the shame factor alone is enough?
No. I would bet there's a good part of him that probably doesn't even remember doing it.
That could be true.
He snuck in a little laser light down his trunks because they don't touch that little region.
That's what I'm saying. The NFL saying we're going to be on heightened alert
to look
for these things.
How are you going to do that?
That thing would fit in a lot of places that they would not be able to find.
Are you going to touch me down there?
Excuse me, sir. Is that a laser pointer?
No, that is my junk.
Oh, God. I am so sorry. That is... super, super small.
Hmm. 5767798. Got a full board. We'll get to everybody here in just a moment. Somebody says check ID at the gate.
Oh, Lord.
No.
You would just bring somebody else's ID. Those are security personnel.
Your name is not on the ticket.
It's not a police officer, and your name's not on the ticket.
Your name's not on the ticket, and what are they going to do? Yep. Yeah, you're Dana Wright,
yeah.
And here's a ticket without your name on it.
Yeah, keep an extra 3 hours handy.
We're going to card 75,000
people. 1,000 people before they go in.
What about the kids who don't have ID? What about people who say, I left my wallet in the car?
Well...
women who say, I left my purse in the trunk because you don't let us bring stuff in like that anymore.
That's a good point.
What about somebody who says, I don't have ID. I don't drive a car.
What do you do?
Maybe I got popped for DUI. I don't drive a car anymore, so I don't have a driver's license.
There's no way they can.
Does that mean I'm not allowed to go watch a Chiefs game?
There's no way. No way.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Oh, I just made my second order the other day of Sherry's Berries because I ordered one batch last week, kind of a prelude to Valentine's Day. It's already gone, so I ordered a second batch. It comes on Wednesday. I can't wait. You can never go wrong with their signature-dipped Valentine's strawberries, dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. She will fall in love with every bite, and Valentine's Day is not complete without Sherry's Berries. I'm here to tell you. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, always fresh, always tasty, and always worth the wait. And with Sherry's Berries, they always arrive fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Ship anywhere across the country. Give sweet somethings for your long-distance love, even. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. Starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and make sure you enter the code word PARKS at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and make sure you enter the code word PARKS. Order Sherry's Berries today.
I know it doesn't feel like spring. It kind of did over the weekend, but not today. But it will be here before you know it. And it's time to call now to get on the books with my folks at Seal Once KC. They are already booking jobs for March. They will come out, permanently protect and beautify all of those areas outside of your house, your deck, your driveway, your patio, your big, expensive privacy fence. That's a big one. They will come clean and seal that, any wood or concrete surface, with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing some of that stuff? They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do that work. Hey, head to the KC Home and Remodel Show. It's coming up February 8th through 10th. Go to booth 2229, and there you'll find my guys at Seal Once KC. You will get 20% off any job when you head over to booth 2229 this coming weekend at the KC Home and Remodel Show. That will get everyone in the mood for spring. Give them a call. Get on the schedule now. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com today.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Bill. Div.
Girl, DeVoe. I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Rob in Olathe. Hello, Rob. Good afternoon, man.
Hi.
Good afternoon. So, I was banned from a college campus, which is kind of like being banned at Arrowhead. And ooh. I was back the next weekend, and, you know, they're not going to know who I am. I knew that. I
what
was
did
only
you
18.
Do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this was a long time ago, about 1975.
Okay.
At Azusa Pacific College, which, interestingly enough, is where Christian Okoye, the Chiefs player, went. Mm. And we took some of those old reloadable chrome fire extinguishers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could, and we filled it with water and you use an a tire pump kind of thing, and you pressurize it. And then when you push the handle, it sprays. And we went and sprayed everybody we could find. And then we had some bottle rocket fights in a dorm room.
Oh, dear.
And then we took our truck and plowed up their, well, my friend that I just rode along, but plowed up their newly grassed in baseball field.
Oh,
and
Rob.
They told us if they ever caught us again, they would hold us until the police came and we would be arrested for trespassing and everything else.
That's like criminal damage to property, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's not Sergio Garcia, but it's up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I went, and, you know, Azusa Pacific was a Christian college. I was there the next weekend for the debut of the movie Bambi versus Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
Which was a real good movie. Only took 10 seconds.
You little rule breaker,
Rob,
you.
It's a really good movie. Scott in Weston. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How?
Hi.
It's going well, man. Thank you.
Hey, I got a funny story along the lines of being banned for life. A good friend and I were out in Las Vegas, Nevada. He got banned for life from Caesar's Palace. And we went back. When he got banned, he had a long ponytail, long hair, no glasses. We went back 2 years later, and hang on.
Oh, take your time, Scott.
2 years later, he had a...
Scott, we're losing you. You got a bad signal. Here's my question. A casino is different than Arrowhead in that a casino is one of the most surveilled places in all of the city.
Correct.
Here's the other problem going back into a casino where you are banned. in the unlikely event you strike something big,
mm-hmm.
and win enough money that they have to take the taxes out right there in front of you,
they need your identification.
You are never going to get your winnings. So what's the point going to a casino where if you hit a jackpot, you will not see a dime of it?
Not a gambler. What does one have to do to be banned from a casino?
Counting cards.
Okay. I don't even know how to do that.
Assaulting a cocktail waitress.
Okay, that'll do it.
We'll get it done.
Okay.
No bets off list. So if you are...
If you put yourself on it and you are consistently
trying to get back in,
okay.
I think they would say, sir, you have lost your home and your boat and your wife and your dog.
Mm-hmm.
We would prefer you go get help.
All right. I've heard of counting cards. I've never gambled in my life. I don't know what that means.
You would have to have an amazing photographic memory and be able to
keep track of like
50 things going on at once. I couldn't do it if I wanted to.
But there are some people whose brains work that way.
Yes.
And you can count the cards.
Yeah.
You know.
You can figure out how many face cards are out, and then it helps you with the probability that you either are or aren't going to hit a face card next. But you know in gambling, Scott, it doesn't matter. The first time you have 20, the dealer will draw 9 cards and hit 21. I've seen it happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was me, but I've seen it happen.
Gene in the Northland, you get the last word. Hello, Gene.
Hello. I'm a season ticket holder at the Chiefs, and they tell us all the time, if you do this or you do that or you do that, we'll take your season ticket away. That's the only thing I could think that guy, they can actually ban him from this having season tickets in his name ever. But, you know, that doesn't mean he can't get in there if he's going in there with a friend that has season tickets.
Yeah. So, that's a good point. If he's a season ticket holder, he'll be off that list.
That's right. He'll lose them.
Yes. Well, now, wait a minute. I have season tickets to Sporting. They're in my name only.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily give.
So if I was banned, you could just give your
tickets
to me. I could
give my second ticket
Absolutely.
To you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. The only thing is if he had season tickets in his name right now, they probably jerked him away from him.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's about the only thing. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. We'd also like to know how Dana knows what it takes to be banned from a casino. Have you ever been banned?
My aunt worked as a cocktail waitress in Biloxi for 12 years.
And?
I've heard some of the stories that have led to the bans. Also, her boss's name was Gambino.
We gotta run.
No, for real, and not like the pizza.
Like Gambino crime family.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
On behalf of our producer today, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, thousands of layoffs expected from one of the largest automakers. More next.
And right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and low-cost life insurance. Give Stuart a call. He's been doing it for decades right here, helping people figure out how much life insurance they need, the type of life insurance they need. How long do you need it? That's a big one. Stuart will help you figure it out. He also has that annual review, so every single year we get a phone call making sure we are still appropriately covered for our family's needs. That is so important because most people sign on with that policy, you toss it in a drawer, and you forget about it. With Stuart, he makes sure that every single year, if there has been a change in your status, if you've had a baby, adopted a child, gotten married, gotten divorced, all of that stuff is in his file. So he knows if you need to change your life insurance needs, he's right on top of it every single year. Give Stuart a call, 816-792-0700. You're going to love him. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.